I'm John Robb, and you're listening to HereManchester.com, a series of 10 audio portraits exploring the rich and varied history of Manchester, from the towpath of the Rochdale Canal that cuts through the heart of one of the greatest cities in the world. The canal wouldn't exist at all if it wasn't for Manchester's mighty industrial heritage. At the turn of the 19th century, this was Britain's boomtown, thanks mostly to cotton. Jonathan Schofield has been writing and talking about industrial Manchester for years. We're at the Town Hall, one of the finest examples of Gothic Victorian architecture in Britain.
When we say industrial city, we don't just mean like factories and chimneys. It is an industrial society. I think that was different. And what that meant was that for the first time, and along this canal, Rochdale Canal, this was pointed out by a German guy called Schinkel, very famous architect in Germany, actually. And he said, it's the first time in the world where factory chimneys are bigger than palaces and churches. So there was an immediate physical and visual impact on the world. The canals were part of that. This was lots of things coming together. So you had the technologies invented in the 18th century, which allowed quicker production. We were lucky we had a coal field nearby at Worsley, which the Bridgewater Canal brought coal into Manchester. And all these things came together. It just went mad. And it's hard to envisage. I think the only way we can look at this now is if we compare those erupting Chinese cities. And all along this canal, really, it went from almost gentle countryside to our south, which is towards the university, to canyons of factories. One, such on the other side of Oxford Road, which is where Churchgate House is now, was for a while the biggest locomotive works, you know, building trains in the world. Even though it wasn't even next to the railway line, they had to then put them in bits onto the railway line and reassemble them. Crazy things. Just where Minstrel Street is and Airtown Street is in that area, and then over towards Chorlton Street, there was a whole array of very famous factories and workshops.
So it wasn't purely just cotton?
No, it wasn't. I mean, there is that idea that Manchester was just cotton, and it's not true. It was cotton in for as far as really the exchange was concerned. So what subsequently happened after the factories was all this area along the canal really became a cotton warehousing area. So factories beforehand and cotton warehouses here to sell cotton around the world. So it became the clearinghouse of cotton, the centre of the commercial aspects of cotton. Cotton might have been the driving force, but in the end it became engineering, light engineering, it became printing. I mean, it was a newspaper centre as well. So it's all these different things that feed into what became a fully operable city. You know, you look at the 1849 maps of Manchester, which were produced in incredible detail by the Ordnance Survey, and from what is Central Library to Oxford Road Station, crossing Rochdale Canal, which is what, I don't know, less than a kilometre, there were 70 different types of business, from violin makers through to tea importers, through to this big locomotive works, the whole thing. And that was in what, if you'd come here 60 years earlier into Manchester, or even 50 years earlier to Manchester than that period in 1849, there probably wasn't even many houses down Oxford Road.
I'm strolling up to Minstrel Street. I'm really keen to find out how that same diversity is at play in the modern industrial Manchester. This is more a digital revolution than industrial. I'm stopping for a drink and a chat with Jane Lawton, who runs Grow Box Gardens, and is someone I think is typical of the modern industrial entrepreneurs that have sprung up in this city.
Well, basically, we buy the nation's waste, board, paper, we repulp it, we remix it, and we make it into planting containers called grow boxes.
Where's the high-tech bit in that?
The high-tech bit in that is the fact that what we do is when we buy the all the board and all the paper, we then sort of basically add a soil nutrient, and we have to use quite high-tech, innovative machinery. We've made use very well of the internet, which means that we can actually sell our products overseas very, very easily. So we sell in South Africa, we sell in Switzerland, we sell in Poland, and we're just about to launch in Australia at the moment. And we really do manipulate sort of the whole of the digital industry.
So in a lot of ways, Manchester is the first post-industrial city, the first modern city, and it's still really modern. Yeah, so it's still doing. Do you think it's still a market leader in this kind of thing?
I think, yeah, definitely. I think as far as innovation's concerned, it is a market leader. You look at the number of patents that are coming out of Manchester, and you compare them with where they're coming through within England, and Manchester has more patents filed per month than anywhere within the UK, and it's great because people are actually sort of driving forward all the time the innovation within the world, and people are looking at what we're doing here, copying it, replicating it, and driving forward the change. I photographed the canal for my A-level that culture, the canal culture of who was living down there, is very different to the canal culture of who's actually accessing it now. The canal is the innovative backbone of the city. Historically, it always has been. And you've started getting a lot of life back within the canal, as we've got a lot of life back within the entrepreneurial business community of Manchester.
Well, Jane's had to go, but in her place on the towpath is Anna Target, an example of one industry which has definitely flourished in the city, the media.
I work for a company called Winning Pitch, who are actually experts in entrepreneurial development.
Manchester's a perfect place for this kind of high-tech revolution.
Yeah. I think high-tech companies are very much at home in Manchester just because of how far along they are. And with the rise of new media, I think it's just going to be blown away. Manchester is just going to go straight into the future of being one of the most important cities for high-tech industries.
There's a still surprisingly large manufacturing sector in the UK, and a lot of it in Greater Manchester. And so people are working within those service industries. A design through little one, three people doing a design consultancy to 1,000 in a call centre. In many respects, it's as diversified as it was in the past. It's just not so charmingly obvious as a violin maker on Oxford Road.
If you've enjoyed this programme, why not venture further along the Rochdale Canal and discover more portraits of our magnificent city at heremanchester.com.